For 10 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
And this is our On the House Hour, 9 o'clock. We spend the whole hour talking about something specifically on your home. You can join the conversation by dialing 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions can be sent to 411-923, or you can send an email to info@rosieonthehouse.com.
I'm busy.
Yeah, I can see that. Is it work-related, or should I keep talking?
No, during the landscape hour, James from Tucson called with a question, and he was at the hardware store, needed to know what to buy right then. And it's a question on insulation. And so I've been texting back and forth with him, trying to get him the information he needs. But James, if you're listening, just call in now and let me talk you through it, because I'm a pretty slow typer. But I'm trying to give him the information he needs by text.
And we're joined this hour by our special guest, Angela Hurst of Interior Essentials, a Rosie on the House certified partner. A great time of the year to be talking about it. And y'all have somebody listening to the broadcast and familiar with the program would know y'all as B&B Blinds. And now that's changed. There was B&B Blinds and Interior Essentials. Now it's all being uniformed into Interior Essentials.
Correct. Everything comes under Interior Essentials.
And y'all have two showrooms in Arizona?
We do. We have one located in the Design District of Scottsdale called Interior Essentials. And then we're also located in South Santan Village Parkway in Gilbert.
And I've been to that location. It's very nicely done.
Very nicely done. But we are actually going to be doing more renovations. So new things, new exciting things coming for customers. And that's going to be happening in the next few weeks.
And I was pretty impressed just going there on all the different automations that are set up for, who knew you could tell Alexa to change your blinds?
I know, precisely.
And light, the amount of exterior light you want in at any given point of the day.
Ooh, yeah. Let's talk about that. I wasn't even aware Alexa could do that for you.
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely great. I mean, motorization comes in many forms. The cheapest form for a customer to purchase would be battery operated, which you also can have a remote or a wall switch for that. So that's the cheapest form to get into. From there on, you can have the motorized shades where you just plug into an outlet, you know, obviously a plug outlet. And then from there on, if you're building a new house, we can talk with the contractors, give them the information they require. The wiring goes into the walls, and then you're back to a control panel.
And obviously, that's the ideal situation for a new build design, but that would take the amount of drywall and work.
Yeah,
on a retrofit, yes. non-practical.
Yeah, not really, no. To be truthful, you need to do it as you're going along, so we can obviously talk with the contractor and tell them specifically where to put wires, where the control panel's going to go, and that is the best way.
You just gave me a good idea, Gary D. See if we can find out how many linear feet of wire from the 1950s were used in a home to the 2010s.
Okay.
I bet the foot and wire, it has quadrupled since the 50s.
It has. Well, Miss Angela, your background is interior design.
Correct.
Talk a little bit about your background.
My background is, obviously, I'm from the United Kingdom. That's where I was born, in a place called Sherwood Forest. My family, which consists of myself, my husband, and two boys, we went and arrived in Vancouver in Canada in 2004. I did interior design there for 11 years with a company. I actually did design for quite a few celebrities and business people out there, and worked with a lot of the big contractors in Vancouver. We then, because of our family, when I say family, my husband and two sons, because of their business, we relocated to Arizona last year. And obviously, I wanted to go back into interior design, and hence I ended up at Interior Essentials, which I'm absolutely loving.
Well, you've been doing it long enough, a couple decades now. I mean, you can see decade trends.
Yes.
And you can walk in a house and nearly date its birth.
You can, for sure. And trends are totally changing all the time. I mean, a lot of people now are obviously working from home. So trending is changing to they don't want that formal dining room anymore. It's been turned into home offices. And like dens for, you know, like a man cave, let's call it.
Sure.
Is now being changed into more of a family orientated, where the whole family can enjoy media room, entertainment areas.
Well,
so trends are changing.
I think at our remodeling company right now, Rosie Remodeling, I think in the last 6 months we've been involved in three remodels of 60s era Scottsdale homes that you walk in the front door and you're in the living room. And in the living room's completely isolated from the back room, which is the quote-unquote family room kitchen. And then you go down a hall one way to the laundry and the garage, and the other way is the hall bathroom, two bedrooms, and the master suite at the end.
Yeah.
The typical 60s Scottsdale ranch home. We're ripping that mid-wall out of virtually every job we do.
Yes.
And now you walk in and you're in a grand space. The kitchen's on full display. You're not hiding the kitchen anymore. And it is in the heart of the family room area.
It basically brings everything together. You're into a great room where you can sit, socialize, be cooking if you've got people over. Your friends are there. You can speak to them. You know, you're all integrated together.
I grew up in a large family. I have five sisters and two brothers. And it was always an active home. I try and think back how these three-bedroom, two-bath, living room, dining room, kitchen. I can't even fathom how those houses lived.
It's true.
I mean, it's so compartmentalized. And then you have the grandmother that puts the plastic sheets on the one living room couch, so that room's out altogether. You can't go in there at all.
For sure.
This new relaxed state of allowing the whole family environment and allowing the kitchen activity area to be a part of the family function and the entertainment function as well, I think has been a... These houses just live so much better.
They do.
They used to.
And kitchens now are much larger as well. People need that open space for cooking, longer counters where people can have bar stools, etc., and counter stools where they can sit and socialize, be part of that interaction, what's happening in the kitchen.
And to Romy's point as to the relation of how much Romex, how much wire is in a house, I mean, we used to do an 8x10 kitchen, throw a soffit all the way around the outside, put two fluorescents up in the recessed pocket, and then cover it with plastic lenses. And that was called kitchen lighting. And I'm embarrassed to say we did that for almost 20 years. And now we're ripping all that out, getting rid of the soffits, going up to the 8-foot ceiling height, and doing some really great recessed can lighting. And we're getting in three times the amount of light that we used to ever put in originally.
Yeah, light is a big aspect to any room.
Lighting is a huge aspect to any room. And you can do it with a fixed fixture. You could do it with your window treatments. Or you can do it with standalone light fixtures.
Precisely.
get it done any one of a number of different ways, but get the light into the house. The other thing we're doing is it's amazing how many of these homes were built with an 8-foot ceiling, all the ceiling, all the window and door heights are exactly the same height, and you walk in the backyard and you're in Old Town Scottsdale, and you look up and it's the praying monk is right there in your backyard. You can't even see it until you get outside and turn around and look at it. None of the houses were built to take in the views and the great outdoor orientation.
Yeah.
And we're just busting a lot of those old patio sliding doors out and making the inside like the outside, making it a fully transitional area.
Precisely.
Bring the TV outside, bring the sound system outside, bring the kitchen outside.
Yep.
You can do all that.
Yep, you sure can. Having those sliding back doors and everything brings the outside to the inside. Gives it more of an entertaining space. And it looks great, you know.
It does. I'm going to be interested in hearing what are you seeing a lot. People always ask me, if I'm going to remodel, what do I start with, Miss Andrew? Do I start with, what do I decide? Do I decide the cabinet look? Do I decide the countertop? Or do I decide the flooring? Which one of those three should kind of dictate the rest of everything? And we're going to want to go into that detail, but we're going to have to wait and do it till right after this commercial. So in updating the decade look of my house, what surface area do I start with? You ready to go into that?
Okay.
All right, right after this. We'll be back with Miss Angela Hurst. Now, beautiful Saturday. If you're contemplating picking up a new car, then I want you to get out to Sanderson Ford. For over 60 years, they've been selling cars by building relationships. Now, if you want to check me on that, go to sandersonford.com, go to the About Us tab, and look under customer reviews. It's thousands of reviews from Phoenix, from Glendale, Sun City, Sun City West, Buckeye, but also from Cornville, Mesa, Scottsdale, Gilbert, Maricopa, Yuma. People drive from all over Arizona just to get to Sanderson Ford. You'll find reviews from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, Livingston, Texas, Grosse Pointe, Michigan, all people that started a relationship at Sanderson Ford.